Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have you with us, and I'm glad to be back. Here we are. Let's talk about another interesting financial topic. You know, I'm very willing to drag, pull, push anything I can under the financial tent because, you know, so much of other things affect our finances, and one of them, ready, is not really an external factor, but it's both internal and external, and that is stress. Stress about your money and anxiety and fear and concerns and regret. Ooh, regret's a big one. We'll talk about that. And to help us untangle all of that is Peggy Seelfon. She is a personal development coach, author, speaker. She's worked as a journalist. And she's written a book, Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. And the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And her website, 3 Minutes to De-Stress. Well, you know what, Peggy? I've got 27 minutes. You can de-stress me in 27 because I probably need 9 times the effort.
I think everyone feels that way. We live such stressful lives, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, thank you and welcome, and I really appreciate your taking time. I know you have I started reading your bio, and it would take us 27 minutes to describe all the things you've done, but I love your journey, and you've done these things where you've kind of walked the walk. I mean, you've been through your own process, and I'll tell on you, Peggy, that what you told me before we started about being a triple A plus personality, and you've been able to unwind that, so... being a little bit of a type A personality myself, I marvel at your ability to unwind.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I think out of adversity, you have to be motivated to develop different ways of doing things. And I found that with my triple A personality, I was such a doer and still am. But I would hit these incredible highs and then I'd crash and burn, I'd get sick, I'd have an accident, things would happen, and I'd hit bottom. And I had to learn a better way or I was going to die, literally. And so I began training in lots of different methodologies and experimenting with them for myself. And,
yeah.
And now I work with clients all over the world to help them really live more fulfilling, more complete and balanced lives. And so it's very exciting to be able to do that. And I appreciate being here with you today, David. Thank
you. You're very welcome. I'm glad to have you. And I love that you've got these resources for people that... You know, I see them coming in from the financial planning side of the equation, Peggy. They come in and they meet with me, and it's very obvious sometimes where the finances are a major source of stress and anxiety and, again, fear and regret and all these different things. And then there's, you know, the how people were brought up and how money was talked about in their home and or in their relationship. And it's just such a, you talk about supercharged, money is a supercharged, full of anxiety and stress. So I'm glad you can come in and talk with us a little bit. And I know there's a lot we could talk about with your background. Let's start with the kind of obvious first softball question I want to throw you. And that is, why is it from your perspective and your experience, why is it that money in particular is just such a source of anxiety for people? I mean, how do you unwind that, Peggy?
You know, it's incredible. The American Psychological Association says that money is actually the leading source of stress for most Americans. And it's either not having enough, or in some cases, I work with some clients who have so much, that
yeah.
causes stress. They're so hyper-focused on watching the stock market
yep.
and watching world events that are impacting their economic stability, and they're stressed by that. So we're really bombarded at all sides, but, you know, you made a very good point. It's really a personal perspective, and it kind of starts with a belief system of how you feel about money. And, of course, you know, one of the things that I advise clients who are having a lot of struggles with it is to go to someone like yourself, a financial advisor, who can really help with proper planning to give you a sense of security and a little bit more safety and be able to trust in the process and let go of it instead of always being so hyper-focused on it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Peggy. Well, you know, the interesting thing, and I've said this multiple times, but it's so good, it's worth repeating again, and I'll say it after today as well, and that is that it doesn't really, a couple little truisms, if you will. It doesn't matter how much you've got, it's all you've got, it's all you have. That's number one. Doesn't matter how much you have, it's all you have. Number two, I've never met a person yet who didn't say to me, well, you know, if I had a little more, I would feel more secure, or I could make it work. I mean, we're talking about people that have millions or hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands or have less than that. Everybody has the same experience. And you kind of made the point about even people with that most people would consider to be wealthy. They, you know, they compare themselves to other people like them or the next level up, and or they are on guard, worried about, they spend all their waking moments worried about losing it. They almost become a slave to the money. It becomes it becomes the master after they've created it as Frankenstein's monster. So there's so much there that, you know, one of the realizations I had, and I'll give you this, and you, I'm sure you can, you know, give it back to me in the right way of thinking about it, Peggy, and it's that unless you are Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim from Mexico, or Bill Gates, unless you're one of those three wealthiest guys on the planet, then somebody's got more money than you do. Okay, there's always going to be somebody with more. So trying to compare yourself to somebody else is not really going to help you.
Well, and you know, it's really interesting because there were some studies done on that, and it shows that no matter how much money you have, human nature drives you to want more. You're never satisfied. And that's really part of our evolution and part of our biology, where we're always working to improve ourselves. But the problem is when you get so focused on that and that becomes all of your priorities, you miss out on balance in your life and valuing other aspects of your life more importantly. For instance, you know, the idea of identifying with your bank account. You're not your bank account. You're not your house. You're not your car. So what do you value? You know, do you value yourself? Do you value your family? Do you value friends? And that idea of sort of letting go of the fear of judgment about, you know, the status symbols, what kind of car you drive or what kind of house you live in. And what happens is we live in fears that then become these cycles that we get patterned into, we get stuck. And worrying about external elements becomes our reactive tendency, and then we live in this fear. We live in the worry, we live in the stress, we live in the anxiety. And I always tell my clients, you know, you can't control outside elements. You can only control your response to them. And so that's what I teach, is skills that really help you respond. So whether you have millions and you're worried about losing it, or whether you're struggling and can't pay your bills and you're just starting, it really comes back to that essential focus inward to who are you? Who are you really? Who is the authentic you? And separating that from money. Money is a means to an end, as we all hear, but it's also something that is part of our balance and helps us acquire things and helps us feel more secure in retirement, for instance. But it doesn't necessarily have that sort of be all and end all, because if we look within ourselves and we find that safety and that trust within ourselves and value who we are as that individual, it kind of changes our relationship with money. Does that make sense to you?
Peggy, that makes total sense. And you're spot on. And I've got so many anecdotes and stories that we could talk about. Let me do this. Let me grab a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about, and I know you've got some stories as well. If you're just joining us, Peggy Seelfon is our guest, personal development coach, author, speaker, and has worked as a journalist. And of course, she's done a lot of other work along the way, which makes her a fabulous resource for what we're trying to talk about today. Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. That's her book, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And of course, you can go to the website, 3 minutes to de-stress, the number 3, minutestodestress.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Peggy.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past several years, Americans put trillions of dollars into annuities? But despite their popularity, many people aren't sure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake, so some financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Find out about this valuable financial resource. Call Holland Financial today and get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Oh, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Peggy Seelfon is our guest, personal development coach, author, speaker, and her book is Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. And the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, 3MinutesToDeStress.com. And I want to go straight to a point I think that's really got to be made, Peggy, and I think you'll appreciate this. You know, people that are adrift and who are stressed about money, in fact, people that don't open their investment statements and, you know, or they have some other strategy that they are trying to do to not to deal with it because it's such a source of stress, but not dealing with it makes it even a bigger stress and, you know, and then the friction in relationships and all that. The single greatest thing that I've seen be effective for them, and this will be my side of the equation, and you could bring in your side, but the single most effective thing they can do is take the time to sit down and talk to somebody, somebody with financial planning expertise, and actually build a plan so that they know where they're headed. And what I often find, which is really rewarding for me personally, is that people do have enough, or there is a path out of where they are if they will only sit down and sit still enough and look at it and stop fretting about it, not to marginalize it, but stop the worry and start acting and build a plan to get where they need to be. And all of a sudden, you know, it just all kind of clicks into place and the stress goes down. Then they can make rational decisions.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, that's actually one of the things that I teach from my training in neurolinguistic programming is something called chunking, where you look at these big fears and they are overwhelming and you become paralyzed. It's almost like you don't feel like you can do anything. And so just by chunking, by taking a small step, and by talking to someone, a financial planner, a debt consultant, someone who can really give you those chunks, those little steps to start taking, it helps diffuse the fears, and it helps you shift out of that pattern. And what so often happens with these patterns of attitudes and beliefs is that we really do become slaves to them, as you pointed out earlier. And interestingly, we're looking today at the neurosciences, and from that perspective, you actually are creating neural pathways that groove that worry, that nervousness, mm-hmm. the fear of money, all those things become an ingrained pattern. Yeah. And so what I teach in my book and in my one-on-one coaching is how to interrupt those patterns and build new neural pathways that are more beneficial, that give you peace, that give you happiness, that give you comfort level. I mean, what do we really all want? We want money. Why? Because we want to be happy, right?
Comfortable.
We want to be loved.
Yeah.
So it's coming back to the basics and just looking at the tools. Money is just one of those tools. And if you begin to approach it that way, then you let go of the fears, you talk to David Holland, and you get the steps that you need to move yourself into a place where it's no longer a fear. Now it's actually a pleasure because you can live your life, and it changes your whole outlook on it.
Thank you, Peggy. I would argue they might need to spend as much time with you as they do with me. but you know, you make a great point, and you know, we're going to have you back for more shows if you're willing, because there's so much more we can talk about. Because you spoke to the plasticity of the brain, and you know, our brains are living, you know, living neural networks with however trillion connections, and you know, to be able to reroute, rethink, reapproach, relearn, or re-channel how we approach these things, and getting out of those ruts and habits, and rethinking about how people view these things, is just, it's life-changing. And so I applaud the work you're doing in this area. So, you know, it'd be helpful to me, Peggy, and I know our listeners would appreciate this, is, you know, it kind of is a nice summary or way of looking at this. You had client you had worked with that you, you know, you had that had a personal goal to earn $1 million within 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I think the story is so revealing about how people can look at money and how it can be, you know, it could be, you're careful what you wish for, is, I guess, uh-huh. So if you don't mind sharing that story, I think our listeners would get a lot from that.
Actually, I'm not sure which story you're referring to, because I've had a few clients
okay.
that have had that scenario.
That's
but
okay.
The one that comes to mind most profoundly is that this one particular client spent so much of his focus on work and making
yeah.
the money, and it was at the exclusion of living his life. And at the end of 8 years, when
That's
he made
him.
Actually several $1 million, he didn't know his kids. He really had very little relationship with his wife. And he was sort of adrift in this world of money without having any of the valuable things that he thought he wanted. So he sort of put his emphasis on the wrong priorities.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just about earning. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's wonderful to have goals and to have those kinds of aspirations, but not at the exclusion of living your life. And he lost track of what was really important in really having a fulfilling life.
Wow. And that's the story I wanted you to tell, because I think it's just so, so clear of an example of how people can get so twisted up. And, you know, there are people, as we're saying this, Peggy, they're going, yeah, well, sure, I hear what you're saying, but golly, I need the money. I'm not talking about, you know, being able to earn a wage here or being able to, you know, build your financial security. I'm all about that. And I'm sure you are too, Peggy. But, you know, it's about making sure you keep things in perspective. You know, there's not a person, there's probably not a wealthy millionaire, billionaire out there that's 80 some years old who wouldn't give it all up to say, you know what, I'll go back and be 20 again.
Well, and I think, you know, I've had a number of clients now who kind of look back and they realize they missed their children's childhood.
Yeah.
You know, they just missed out on a lot of things because they couldn't go to the ball game. They had to go to a meeting. They couldn't go, you know, and it's really about finding that balance and finding out for yourself what's truly important. And even that person who is struggling and who, you know, doesn't have a job or trying to find a different job, you know, even that person, if they took their energy is more focused onto looking at their whole life and the whole picture and not just the worry about finding that route. If they tap into who they are, and I help a lot of clients do this, kind of find their purpose. When you live your purpose and you work the work that you're passionate about, you never work a day in your life and you make lots of money, it just flows and it becomes effortless.
Yeah,
so it
because it's passion.
It doesn't have to be worry and struggle.
Exactly, because it's your passion, and that's where people need to be. And you know, that's what it's all about. If you're just joining us, I'm forgetting we're doing an interview. I really enjoy the conversation. Peggy Seelfon is our guest, personal development coach, author, speaker, and also has done a lot of other things, which we'll talk about. The book is Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. 3 minutes to destress.com. Quick break. We'll be back with Peggy.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we're back, and we have Peggy Seelfon, a very patient guest with us today. We had some trouble with our phone line. Personal development coach, author, speaker, and former journalist. And her book is Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, great bookstores will have a copy. 3MinutesToDestress.com. And I know we've only got about 5 or so minutes left, Peggy, and I want to shift gears because I know that a lot of your work, and we're just scratching the surface of what you do. You've done work with yoga and therapy, so many other things, and also looking at the health and the whole person. And I have to ask because I'm on a try to be careful with my exercise and my diet and all those things. And one of the things I've figured out is my body works a lot better. And I'm much more clear in my thinking and just feel better if I go easy on sugar.
Oh my gosh.
That you talk and guide people about their lifestyles and healthy habits. So talk to us a little bit about sugar because, you know, too much sugar probably isn't good for our finances either.
No, exactly. And it's not good for our waistline and it's definitely not good for our health. It really spikes our bodies, and it is the bane of our American existence because Americans consume something along the lines of 175 pounds of sugar a year, like a half a pound of sugar a day. And sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. And so what happens is we get addicted to that sweetness, and our taste buds get duped. We start craving more and more sweet things. And lots of products are laced with high fructose corn syrup, which is sugar in a different form, and it is so habit-forming and so terribly unhealthy. And I actually offer a 10-day free program that people can sign on to to kind of re-channel their focus on the way they eat, and it eliminates sugars. And when you do that for even just 5 days, you cannot believe how fantastic food tastes. A strawberry suddenly bursts with this amazing flavor.
It's true.
So it does help with clarity, with focus, and really being able to perform better. And the body is more optimized.
Well, and the brain works better, and your energy levels go up. And you are right. You know, if somebody were to try it, and I know, and it, can they go to the same website for this, 3MinutesToDeStress.com?
Actually, probably... just going to my site, PeggySeelfon.com, would be a good way. Or they can go to EscapeFromAnxiety.com, and they can get into my website through that. And actually, let me just point out, the 3MinutesToDestress.com is actually one of the strategies that I teach. And so it's a free audio that people can download. And
good.
Just by using that during the day to just break that stress pattern, you can really begin to... change your whole focus, your whole attitude, your whole body, your mind. It is very transformational if you just did it every single day.
Wonderful. Excellent. Yeah, well, they need to go to the Peggy Seelfon, just like it sounds, S-E-A-L-F-O-N, PeggySeelfon.com, and get more of, you know, this whole broader perspective. And we're kind of zeroing in on money, but I couldn't resist talking about sugar with you, Peggy, because, I mean, in as little as 3 or 4 days, people can notice a difference and see how they just things change and they get better clarity. And, you know, it's
well, and bottom line money, you know, you can save on your health care costs because you're not going to be as prone to getting
absolutely
sick. Sugar really feeds cancers. It feeds arthritis, fibromyalgia. I mean, there are just so many known results from consuming sugar. It has no value. It has no benefit whatsoever. So it's really better to eliminate it. And if you need sweetness, what I recommend is natural honey or stevia, which comes from a plant source.
Oh, excellent. No, that's good stuff, Peggy. I appreciate that. And you know, it's funny, people, the way you talked about some of the examples, and I shop the outside of the store, you know, hit produce and go to the meat department and go and you know,
perfect.
Yeah, and watch it. But it does have an impact. And I'll tell you another way that it affects people with regard to tie it into the financial aspect is, you know, these addictions and these things that are our habits and all of that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're making decisions, if we are tired because our brain is depleted or our body is, you know, injecting our bloodstream with a ton of insulin because we've just had this big sugary snack, you know, messing with your body chemistry can have you make bad decisions, including financial ones. So, you know, this isn't, and all the long-term costs of healthcare and all the things you spoke of. I mean, so it's part of the whole person approach, which I know that you're all over it on all of your work and your teachings, and I applaud for you for doing that. But people need to look at a bigger perspective.
Yeah,
here.
Well, food is medicine. You know, yeah. It really is, and we don't look at it that way. And we eat a lot of junk, and a lot of the packaged foods are really unhealthy. And you're right. We don't make good decisions because we can't think clearly. We don't have good focus. And I really believe by doing some of these practices and even just taking the 3 minutes to distress, we can really prevent things like Alzheimer's and dementia and those kinds of mental neurological issues that many older people are facing.
Well put. Well, and the bottom line is if this does take a little time. Peggy's got it for us, 3 minutes to distress.com. 3 minutes. Do you have 3 minutes? Go to her website. But you know what? If people can't take the time to focus on being healthier, guess what? They're going to have to take time later to focus on not being healthy.
That's exactly right.
Well, I tell you what, Peggy, a lot of wonderful stuff. I know we're just scratching the surface. We'll have you back and we'll talk again. Peggy Seelfon is our guest today. That's the website also, PeggySeelfon.com, S-E-A-L-F-O-N, Peggy, traditional spelling, so PeggySeelfon.com. And the book is, again, Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and then 3MinutesToDistress.com also. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us, and we appreciate your time.
David, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed being with you, and I know we could go on for hours, so thanks, and I look forward to the next time.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.